Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. More arrogance. More arrogance. You remember that God has commanded these Jews and offered a tremendous promise to them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. You've turned away from my decrees. You've not kept them. You've turned away from my covenant. You've turned away from me. Now come back, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But now we come to this part. But you ask, how are we to return? Now, I don't know how we are supposed to read that. I know how I think I should read it. I take this not to be a serious, anxious desire or question. Please tell us, how are we to return? We'd like to do it. We want to know. Please tell us. I don't think it's that at all for a moment. What I think is what we've seen before in these people. They're digging their heels in. This is a retort. They're showing their self-confidence. They've got assurance about themselves. They're convinced they're right. How are we to return? This is really saying to God, and saying through Malachi, back to God, we just don't believe you. We don't believe this prophet. We don't believe you speaking through this prophet. We don't believe what he's saying. We won't acknowledge that we've gone away from you. How have we gone away from you? That's what they're saying. You tell us that we've gone away. You tell us that we've broken the covenant. You tell us that we play fast and loose with your words and your decrees. How have we done it? They're smug. They're self-assured. In the New Covenant parallel, I think they're very much like the Laodicean church. Oh, we're rich. We're doing well, thank you. The sun's shining on us. I don't know what you're talking about, you miserable preachers. No, no, all is going well. We're a pleasing God. They're sure of it. I see this as a tremendous warning of arrogance, self-conceit, self-assurance, overweening confidence. And I see a warning to the believer, to me. I see it as a warning to the unbeliever. I see the call here is for the opposite, surely. When God speaks to me, I must show a humility. Hear the rod, and who has appointed it? Micah, the prophet. That's what Micah said to the people of God. That's what we need to hear when God speaks to us. Unbeliever, if God speaks to you, as he does in the gospel, if he commands you to repent, then repent. If he urges you to trust Christ, then trust Christ. If he invites you and gives you a promise, believe the promise and heed the invitation. Bow before the rod, believer. If God is challenging us, reproving us, rebuking us, we can kick back at the messenger. But if God is speaking to us in his sovereignty and in his power and in his wisdom, but also in his love and grace, remember Christ to the Laodiceans, he would have come into them if they'd only opened the door. This is a serious word. So it's more arrogance, more of the same, more pride. God, deliver us from this proud, arrogant, self-sufficient, conceited position where we think we're right with God. We're doing all right. God's satisfied. My friend, let us hear the rod and who has appointed it and bow before it.